What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm joined once again with Ron Pertain from UntoldHistory.tv. Wow, man, there's a lot happening in these last few days. I mean, my head's spinning. I can imagine date feels. It's kind of like I feel like I'm watching a heavyweight championship fight and or like the rope-a-dope with Ali. And he was just taking a beating, taking a beating, taking a beating, and now you're watching Ali come out and land these vicious punches. You know what I mean?
Bless you.
Excuse me. Thank you. But it just seems like what we're watching is just so unbelievable. He's going on the offense. It's not even the things that he's done so far is just phenomenal. It's nothing short of shocking to me. I'm watching this in glory. You know what I mean? Like, this is amazing. I'm here at the border and I'm going to take some footage. Ron, I hope you come down and check it out. I want you to come down and check it out. But there's like cranes everywhere. I mean, they're building on the wall, putting wire everywhere. I mean, it's getting real. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, man, are they gonna close that hole that I walked through?
Dude, right? Right, bro? I want to go see what they've done to that.
Yeah.
You got some rare footage right there, my friend.
Dude, I still have it, man. Yeah, here I'm in Mexico. Now I'm in the United States. Now I'm in Mexico.
That, I mean, I haven't gone to that part yet, to that parcel of that area yet, but I'm going to. I'm curious to see what's going on because the areas that remember I took you by the Hacienda and some other areas downtown.
Mm-hmm. We went downtown and there was those guys from Venezuela.
Right.
And we you know, we talked to them initially we were talking to them and then it was like they kind of like starting to kind of congregate around the car.
Yeah, started to surround the car.
You're like, yeah, let's get the heck out of here. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, let's go.
Right. They all started coming quick.
But if I remember correctly, there was one of those hotels that was right down in that area was one that was like nabbed not too long ago because there was like gang activity running out of that. It's like what Chendeagua or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, there's tons of it. But first, folks, let me just jump on this really quick. Get your healthy fat. As it turns out, the key to losing weight and keeping it off is not in the carbs or fat or even in probiotic rich foods. Know the end game of having a healthy weight as well as more energy and long, healthy life comes down to a specific switch you can flip on in your body to flush out unnecessary calories. Dr. Stephen Gundry is calling it the caloric bypass, folks. And by activating this specific process in your body, he has seen thousands, yes, thousands of people dramatically improving their health at age 50 and beyond. This includes losing weight, getting more energy, and returning to the good health they had in their youth once they simply addressed this one key to better health. Not only that, this is actually associated with improved digestion, strong-feeling joints and muscles, smoother skin, and healthier lives. Meaning it could be the key to a happy life. Dr. Stephen Gundry has lost 70 pounds, folks. Damn, that's a lot of weight. 70 pounds himself using this research and has kept the weight off for over 20 years and counting. His digestive issues are gone. His health is fantastic. And he feels younger and healthier today than he did in his 40s. He did this just by, his video has been watched over 20 million times. It's gone viral. And you can watch it yourself and learn at thehealthyfat.com/Nino. Thehealthyfat.com/Nino is down there at the bottom, folks. Click on it, get it going. And like I said, folks, I don't peddle anything I don't try. I'm on this. It's amazing. Also with the fasting. Fasting's helping so much. All right, Ron, let's get into this. So here's my prediction. You want to hear my prediction for the border?
Sure. Barley.
You cut the tension with a knife here, by the way. And by the way, traffic is clearing up in El Paso quite nicely. Not even kidding.
Really?
I'm not kidding. There's no more. Dude, used to drive. Every other car was a Chihuahua plate, right? I didn't see that today. I'm like, wow, I know it's Saturday, but traffic is sure different on a Saturday. And then, go ahead.
I said, I have a couple of anecdotal stories as well, but go ahead and finish yours.
Okay, so just that and just the activity on the wall that I'm looking at here, cranes everywhere. I mean, they're putting wire on top of the wall. So now, because they used to jump it like nothing, but they'd have to get on top of it to jump it. Now there's a razor wire all across it. So I'm looking at that and I'm thinking to myself, man, this is incredible. And then not to mention, you can cut the tension with a knife. A lot of people here are mad, and I've sensed that. And which leads me to my prediction, which is going to be, man, they're turning around planes already. They're not letting illegals d depart the planes, right? That they're the with the
So
deportations.
you're talking about Mexico's
Right.
Mexico
I
is
think
not
it's going to
allowing our
be
military aircraft to land.
right. And I think what I think is going to happen is I don't know. I don't think Americans are going to be safe over in Mexico, bro. I think that's probably someplace you want to avoid for a while.
Whoa. Okay, so it depends on where you're talking about in Mexico, but I think it's going to be because like I just went down to Los Algodones, which is right next to Yuma. And I had to go down there like three times over the span of about 2.5 weeks to get dental work done. When I went down there, I talked to a couple of the Border Patrol guys, and I'm not talking about at the customs station where you come through. I'm talking about the Border Patrol guys because anytime you know this, anytime you're anywhere near the border and you go away from it, there are random border patrol checkpoints
Yeah.
everywhere. There's one in and anyway, but it was really, really interesting. There was a random pop-up out of nowhere one on in California on Interstate 8 going east when it's just normally open highway. And they literally like they stood one up right there in the middle of nowhere.
Really?
Brand, yeah, it wasn't even it's it didn't it was they put these like rubber like things in the road that are
I know what you're talking
like
about.
speed
Like,
bumps, like speed
right.
bumps, but they're the temporary speed bumps that they can remove. And they had like border cars, or they had border patrol vehicles and stop signs right in the middle of the freeway. I've never seen that in my entire
And
life.
this was where?
This was on Interstate 8, about 20 miles before the Colorado River Arizona border.
Okay,
Interstate 8 going east.
so they're putting up checkpoints now.
That was a checkpoint. That was a random unannounced checkpoint on Interstate 8.
So how do you feel about that? What if they start putting more of these up? I mean, are you going to feel like they're impeding on your rights as an
No, I
American?
don't think so. No, I don't think so at all. I don't have issues with the federal border patrol checkpoints trying to check for illegals. I don't have an issue with that. They're not looking for me. What they're looking for is they're looking for drugs and they're looking for illegals. They're not looking for Americans. And now, in California, anytime you come into California, they have checkpoints to come into California because of the agricultural thing. And
Right, I've seen that.
that stemmed, I want to say, back in the 70s when they had the Mediterranean fruit fly out here that was just absolutely decimating the citrus crops. So that what they started doing was they were making sure that you couldn't bring in any illegal or fruit or anything that was going to be contaminated that could potentially cause an infestation of those insects to protect the farmers. That was back when they were doing things that were a lot more honorable. I mean, they could very easily convert those checkpoints into something a lot more nefarious, and I will grant that to anybody. So I have mixed emotions about the checkpoints, but in terms of how I have experienced them, I've never experienced them as though they were looking for any individuals. That's just like a random thing. They're looking for drugs and illegal immigrants. And in Cal and in on the California side, it's looking for like produce and whatnot. But I mean, there's checkpoints all over out here.
I had San Joaquin Valley on David Villa, and he was talking about how in Bakersfield, you're in that area, aren't you?
Bakersfield, well, I'm sorry, Bakersfield is in the southern part of the San Joaquin Valley. It's about a 2.5 hour drive for me,
Well,
3 hours maybe.
he said they're already putting up checkpoints. There was a Home Depot that got raided,
For what?
and I looking for illegals, like the Border Patrol going there, and they were like detaining someone without due process. I mean, it was just kind of crazy. They flattened the Border Patrol flattened the employer's tires, whoever one of these businesses that he told me, and they saw the video of it. I'm not for abused power, man. Like, we got to really
No, I
watch this.
agree.
Like,
I
we got to
agree.
watch this, bro, because if they start impeding on everyone's rights And everyone, you know, we have our rights. It's not like, this is such a gray area, dude. I don't know. I just.
I question the validity of that report. Not that I don't question what he saw or anything. I just question the veracity of that. I find it very difficult to believe that a Border Patrol agent would
They did.
arbitrarily.
They did. I saw
Did
the
he have it
tires.
on
I mean,
video?
I didn't see him do it, but he showed the guy talking about my come outside, my tires are flattened, they're slashed, and then he shows the tires. So I don't know. I mean, I just feel like, oh
But
man,
does he
we've
have
taken
to?
the
How does
whenever you take the leash off anything like this, like a
my?
Border Patrol, the cop, then we're asking for trouble too.
But my question is did he have video or of the Border Patrol agents actually doing it?
No, they showed the aftermath of it.
But do they know that it was Border Patrol, or could it have just been some random
I
person
think
doing it?
I'd have to get David back on, but I think they did. They did know it
Okay.
was. So,
Again, I'm not
yeah,
questioning
right.
him. I'm
I
just,
know.
you know, I'm just. Because I just I that's a difficult thing to believe,
It
but
is. But that's why when I was watching, I was kind of like,
yeah.
my jaw was on the floor. I was like, really? This could really happen?
I did I, so when I was coming back on Thursday night, I was coming back through the one another this was the one on it's right down by the Salton Sea, and I said to the guys. To the Border Patrol, I said, "Your job, you guys must be like your job has gotten so much easier." And he just kind of chuckled and he said, "Yeah," and you could just tell. I mean, it's like they have a smile on their face. That's because now they're not like
They weren't able to do anything.
they're not doing their jobs with their hands tied behind their back.
Oh no, they're giving full rein now. You know, and I'm seeing it here on the border. So I don't know. I just feel like, and what where does it, and here's what's interesting too, and I want to get your thoughts on this. Now that we've labeled cartels a terrorist organization, think about all the politicians that have taken money from them, all the politicians that have been sanctuary cities. I mean, what's going to happen? Anybody who tries to commit lawfare against Trump now, bro, they're going to be suspect. And that's a, they're harboring and aiding and abetting terrorists if you do anything.
Well, think about this. And, you know, I hadn't really thought about that until you just mentioned it. But what if all of the politicians that have been taking money from these cartels, they are now compromised and they know it, and now they're prosecuted and they're removed from office, and now we have to get new politicians that are more a lot more honest.
Good.
I mean, how awesome would that be?
Good. I'm all for it. I mean, I think I have a feeling this is how he's going to clean house and then tie it all to human trafficking. That's what it is at the core. So
Well, you
this.
know, and the crazy thing is you know where you know where a lot of the cartel leaders get their like training and the stuff that they do?
In America, probably from
At Fort
our,
Benning.
what's that?
Fort Benning
Fort
in Georgia.
fucking wow. Isn't that where the New Orleans? No, that was Fort.
No, he was in
No.
Fort. They were in Fort Bragg, I believe.
Bragg, yeah.
But Fort Benning is now referred to
Allegedly,
as
folks, allegedly. Gotta say allegedly is
right.
fluff too.
Fort Benning is now referred to as Fort Moore because of the Confederate renaming. But I was born at Fort Benning. My dad was there in the army, and that's where I was born. So I'll never refer to it as Moore, even though love Hal Moore, great movie. If you ever saw We Were Soldiers with Mel Gibson,
Yeah.
that was Hal Moore. That's who. That's that. That was how. That where it's named after now. But to me, it'll always be Fort Benning. But when we had control of the Panama Canal Zone, there was it was called School of the Americas, and that was where the Central Intelligence Agency taught all the despots how to do like terror tactics to keep their populations in line. And that when after I think it was Just Cause when we took Noriega into custody, we moved that school from there to Fort Benning. And
Interesting.
so
Wow.
any would-be despot that we erect into power has to go through that school so that they can learn how to be a dictator
Oh, wow.
and how to, yeah.
That's interesting. Real interesting. I you know that let's just switch gears for a moment. When Trump made that remark the other day, like that he kind of insinuated that Biden's in trouble to me when he said, you know, he pardoned everybody but himself, and that's, you know, not good or whatever he said.
Only
It's
I don't think
sad.
you can pardon. I don't. Can you pardon yourself?
I don't know if you can, but that's what Trump said. But anyway, right after that, you know, I'm thinking, okay. Right after that, Biden goes off and joins the Masons. Did he join the Masons? He just joined the like the. I'm
I
going
don't
to
think
show the
he.
article here. This is crazy to me. I
I
mean.
kind of did a little bit of research on this today when you asked me about it, and I don't think that he joined or anything. I think he was given an honorary thing, but it's
I
not
thought
even
this
in
was
a.
satire at first, dude. I couldn't believe what I was reading.
Yeah, it's so apparently. The Black Masons, they do the exact same thing as the White Masons, but they call it like the Prince something or other, Prince Hall or anyway. So yeah, Prince Hall, that's right. Apparently, during the Revolutionary War, there were free black men in New England who wanted to join American Masons, and they wouldn't let them, and so they went, and the British would allow them to join. Because the British had at that time, I think they had outlawed the slave trade. So they were allowed to join the British Masonic lodges. But when the revolution happened, they suspended all that. And then when it was all said and done, after the war, the blacks actually got their own. They stayed there, and then all of the British left. And so that was that mas that those Masonic lodges were left to basically just it was exclusively black men. And anyway, th that it grew, and now him being there, but see, he's a Catholic, or Biden is a professed Catholic. And if he joined a Masonic lodge, that is automatic grounds for excommunication from the Catholic Church.
Right, and I've
Automatic.
always said anyway, you can't serve two masters. You
Right.
know? So I mean I stick to that anyway. I mean I firmly believe that. I thought about being a Mason a few years back, but I would say longer than about 10 years ago. I went to the lodge and I was really thinking about it, you know, and then it just felt so dark to me. And I just decided that this is not the route I want to go in my life. My faith overtook that, and I was like, you know what? I believe in God, and that's all I need. I just need God. I don't
Right.
need a brotherhood. You know, like all I need is God. So that's why I never did it. But like I've always said, you cannot serve two masters. And here it says, go ahead.
Okay, so because I looked at some of the pictures, I listened to several different opinions on this, and the general consensus that I got is that he was there to receive an honor from this lodge. But he didn't. He's not holding any document up, like or any plaque, or he's not wearing any garb. Nothing. It's so. It's like it gives it the appearance of potential, like plausible deniability. Like he didn't actually accept anything except just to be there as an accepting some sort of an honorary just something honorary. It wasn't anything that really had any teeth.
But look at
But
this.
that's what I understand.
Herefore it be resolved that I, 27th most worshipful Grand Master, God, it just sounds dark. Victor C. Major, on behalf of the members of the most worshipful Prince Hall Grand Lodge and free and accepted Masons of the state in South Carolina, hereby confer membership upon President Joseph R. Biden Jr. In recognition. Confer membership upon President Joseph R. Biden Jr. in recognition of his outstanding service to the United States of America. It's like they know they're in trouble, bro. That's how I see this. I feel like
Well,
this is like
maybe.
insurance for him.
And again, I'm not trying to be a contrarian, but he's conferring membership on him. But does that mean that he could? I mean, he could probably go to that lodge anytime he wants or anywhere, but he's not going to do it. I mean, that's a those are that's a black organization. It's not a, it's, you know, typically white guys don't go to that. But
So
I
the
could be wrong.
Freemasons are a secret fraternal society that offers fellowship to men who join, which includes secret rituals and customs. According to Britannica, the Masons require that members profess a belief in a supreme being, but are not explicitly Christian. Now, I've heard once you get to the 33rd, that's when you have to curse Christianity or something like that, whatever religion
Something
you're a
like that,
part
yeah.
of. Have you heard that?
Yes, I have heard that. I've heard that everything under 32nd degree is you 33rd degree is when you really get to the meat and potatoes of like the deep, dark secrets of Masonic. 32nd
Right,
degree is
which
not.
people could argue are Luciferian, right?
Yeah.
Don't know.
And for everybody, I think I'm coming down with something. I'm coughing and sneezing and runny nose. So anyway,
Oh, really?
yeah, if
I
anybody,
mean, I could
because I'm
tell a
sure
little bit.
people are wondering, but
All
I'll
right.
be all
Before
right.
the revision of 1983, the Catholic Church prescribed automatic excommunication to anyone who joined the Freemasons, according to the canon law. However, the revision does not mention the organization by name and instead bars an individual from receiving communion or otherwise punishes someone who joins an association which plots against the church. Plots against the church, according to current canon law. That goes way back. Way back hundreds of years, correct? The
Yeah,
church was opposed.
I think
Yeah.
the Council of Nicaea.
Yeah. Wow. So to me, this says protection. That's what it says to me. And it's what does it say to you, Ron? I mean, that's how I see it. It's like an insurance.
I don't, well, I don't think that, I don't think, first of all, I mean, if I'm really being honest, I don't believe that the same human being that was the vice
Be
president
careful here. Be
under,
careful here.
right,
We
I
all know
don't
what you're
think,
saying. We all know what you're saying.
right. I just, so, I tend to think that that was actually, I tend to think that the whole
You really
40s,
believe that? I mean, without saying it, you really believe.
I think the 46, I think the 46 administration was actually run by not run exclusively by the
Yeah, hold on. You're doing so well. You're doing so well. Let's just be careful on fluff.
yeah, no, I know. People who are your audience members, they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they know what you're laying down. They're picking up what you're
Yeah.
laying down, Ron.
Yeah, something like that. I'm not trying to be conspiratorial about that. I'm really not, because I mean, you know, there were so many executive orders that were put in by 45 that could have been rescinded and weren't.
I know
And
that.
it's like, how can you, how, I mean, how can you explain that?
And then Jill Biden wearing the red suit going to
Yeah. I mean,
is weird. There's a lot of weirdness. I agree.
there's just a lot of stuff that's just bizarre.
Right. And it's obvious to me. It's very obvious to me. There's a lot happening behind the scenes, and it's very obvious to me. There's an operation, no doubt about it. I'm certain about that. I just.
Yeah.
What about the one more subject I wanted to hit with you? What about the Davos speech he gave? That one to me was like shot across the bow.
Oh, you know
That
what? I
was
didn't get a. Are you talking about Malay?
no, I'm talking about
Javier.
Trump speaking to Davos.
I didn't see that one. I didn't see that one. I wanted to watch that, and I wanted to watch the Javier Malay speech as well.
Didn't see that one. I didn't see that one.
You know who Malay is?
That's the guy from Argentina, correct? Hold on, I'm gonna see if I can pull up. I have it right here, actually. You did not see this?
I did not.
Oof, it's. I'll play just a little bit of it.
Okay. Yeah, just fast forward a little bit. Probably there you go. I would go to like you see where the dip is and then it starts to
Yeah,
rise
this I
again.
think
That's
maybe
probably.
even in your says it'll make the United States
Hold
of
on, I
what
like when
was
he
going
says.
on. President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. You got to think how agonizing it was it for this guy to
Yeah.
have to introduce Donald Trump as president. Holy
Again.
shit.
Again.
Oh,
Yeah.
it's agonizing for this guy. He's just, oh, all right.
Yeah, he gets the Academy Award for Game Face. That sounds like a thunderous applause.
Well, thank you very much, Klaus, and hello to everyone in beautiful Davos. This has been a truly historic week in the United States. 3 days ago, I took the oath of office, and we began the golden age of America. The recent presidential election was won by millions of votes, and all seven, every one of them, all seven swing states. It was a massive mandate from the American people, like hasn't been seen in many years. And some of the political pundits, even some of my so-called enemies, said it was the most consequential election victory in.
I mean, he's putting it in their face.
I love it.
He's putting it in their face. He's just, look how big I won. You can't do anything about it. And he knows what happened, what they tried to do.
129 years, that's quite nice. What the world has witnessed in the past 72 hours is nothing less than a revolution of common sense. Our country will soon be stronger, wealthier, and more united than ever before, and the entire planet will be more peaceful and prosperous as a result of this incredible momentum and what we're doing and going to do. My administration is acting with unprecedented speed to fix the disasters we've inherited from a totally inept group of people and to solve every single crisis facing our country. This begins with confronting the economic chaos caused by the failed policies of the last administration. Over the past 4 years, our government racked up $8 trillion in wasteful deficit spending and inflicted nation-wrecking energy restrictions, crippling regulation.
I'm wondering if there's anyone there that's actually enjoying listening to this. Like, thank
I
you
don't think
saved the
so.
planet.
I don't
That
think
are like
so.
been pushed into this. I don't know. You don't think so?
No,
And
I don't
hidden
think
taxes
so.
like never before. The result is the worst inflation crisis in modern history and sky-high interest rates for our citizens and even throughout the world. Food prices and the price of almost every other thing known to mankind went through the roof. President Biden totally lost control of what was going on in our country, but in particular with our high inflation economy and at our border. Because of these ruinous policies, total government spending this year is $1.5 trillion higher than was projected to occur.
You gotta say this guy has massive balls.
Dude, the
Massive
size of
balls,
the
dude.
Grand Canyon.
I mean, seriously, to just get up there and put it in their face. Ah.
Occur when I left office just 4 years ago. Likewise, the cost of servicing the debt is more than 230% higher than was projected in 2020. The inflation rate we are inheriting remains 50% higher than the historic target. It was the highest inflation probably in the history of our country. That's why, from the moment I took office, I've taken rapid action to reverse each and every one of these radical left policies that created this calamity, in particular with immigration, crime, and inflation. On day one, I signed an executive order directing every member of my cabinet to marshal all powers at their disposal to defeat inflation and reduce the cost of daily life. I imposed a federal hiring freeze, a federal regulation freeze, a foreign aid freeze, and I created the new Department of Government Efficiency.
It's almost like he's showing off. Like he's
I
showing
love
off.
the no more federal aid, the federal aid freeze. That was beautiful.
Look at the, there's something that was brought to my attention. Do you see the seal on his podium with the eagle's head turned towards the olive branch? The one behind him has the eagle head turned towards the arrows, which I've heard that's a calm and that means war.
Yeah, it is. And that's exactly why the that's why the and that's actually not an eagle, that's a phoenix, but it's
thought that was an eagle. What are you talking about? It looks like an eagle to me.
It looks like an eagle, but it's actually a phoenix.
The one on the right, or the one, the seal?
Both, all of them.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was a bald eagle.
Well, it's they everybody calls it an eagle, but they make it look like an eagle, but it's a phoenix.
All right, regardless, but whatever kind of bird it is, it could be a fucking...
I'm not being nitpicky, but yes, to the point of which direction the head is facing, it's generally facing towards the olive branches, which is the piece, but not the arrows.
Right.
That's so, very interesting.
Right?
Wow. That's crazy.
See, I terminated the ridiculous and incredibly wasteful Green New Deal. I call it the Green New Scam. Withdrew from the one-sided Paris Climate Accord and ended the insane and costly electric vehicle mandate. We're going to let people buy the car.
Do you think that electrical vehicles are still going to be around, or do you think that because now we're going to drill, baby, drill, we're going to have oil? I mean, do you think it's going to even be profitable for automotive companies?
I think there are, okay, first of all, you've got all these lefties who are now anti-Musk, and so they're trying to get rid of their Teslas. And then, I mean, the only other car that's out there left, it's the Prius. And all these other car companies are being forced to make electric cars, and he's saying, "Nah, we're gonna do away with that. We're gonna go back to this." But in my humble opinion, when they do release of technologies, we are gonna see, I think paved roads are gonna be a thing of the past. 50-100 years from now,
you think flying cars, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we should have had them already, in my opinion.
Listen, look at all the drones that have been flying around. I mean, those big, huge things that move so swiftly. That's anti-gravitic technology.
Yeah, and if you think about it, like, we already have self-driving cars. What's so hard about making a flying car that you get into and they just you're on your way? I mean, geez.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. You couldn't come fast enough, man. I hope I live to see the day of flying cars. That's what I'm most excited.
I've heard if we can get to 20 more years, we'll get another 100 potentially.
I think we will. I think we're on our way. I think this changed everything. I think this sent us into a new timeline.
I agree.
Or they want to buy. I declared a national energy emergency, and that's so important. National energy emergency to unlock the liquid gold under our feet and pave the way for rapid approvals of new energy infrastructure. The United States has the largest amount of oil and gas of any country on Earth, and we're going to use it. Not only will this reduce the cost of virtually all goods and services, it'll make the United States a manufacturing superpower and the world capital of artificial intelligence and crypto. My administration.
Now, what do you think of that?
Love it.
You're and not. Guys, but, I mean,
if you're
it
not
is
into
a.
Crypto, if you're not into crypto, listen to what Trump is saying. You are early. It is still early in the game. It's 1995 and you have the opportunity to buy Amazon, Microsoft, and Apple. Don't let this chance get by. Don't stay so hard and fast on only gold and silver. Have some crypto positions. Have some. You're going to regret it if you don't.
How much crypto do you have? I mean, not how much, but what cryptos do you play in? Is it just XRP?
No, XRP, XLM, Hedera, Algorand, XTC, Caspa. I play around with a few meme coins as well, but I mean all that stuff. I mean we're getting ready to. It's gonna put it this way. Since the election, my portfolio has quadrupled.
What about Doge?
Doge is one, but I mean the thing about Doge, I don't know how much higher it's going to go. If you want to get into a project that's going to where it's still low, right? Well, just let's take XRP. Okay, my average cost of buy in XRP was like 16 cents,
right?
And it's like,
what is it right now?
It's like $3.14.
It's already $3.43.
$3.14.
Oh, 3.14, and it's just going to keep going up, 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 up.
But it's been.
You think it'll be like Bitcoin?
I think it'll overtake Bitcoin and at some point in time, I believe I believe it'll be the number one asset in the world.
Interesting. Wow. When do you see this happening?
Within the next 5 years. Mm.
The administration has also begun the largest deregulation campaign in history, far exceeding even the record-setting efforts of my last term. In total, the Biden administration imposed $50,000 in additional regulatory costs on the average American household over the last 4 years. I have promised for every new regulation, which will soon put many thousands of dollars back in the pockets of American families. To further unleash our economy, our majorities in the House and Senate, which we also took along with the presidency, are going to pass the largest tax cut in American history, including massive tax cuts for workers and family, and big tax cuts for domestic producers and manufacturers. And we're working with the Democrats on getting an extension of the original.
I mean, he's just there shitting all over them.
Oh, I love it. It's just like the one that he gave at the United Nations when he said the future does not belong to globalists. It belongs to patriots.
Right. And then he's also, from what I'm hearing right now, he's gonna take those 88,000 whatever it is IRS agents and put them on the border.
Really?
That's what I'm hearing. That's what's been shared. That's what's all over X. Yeah. I mean, this is crazy. This is like, we're winning, folks.
Oh, and
tax cuts, as you
probably, we haven't even started to win.
Right. I know. And this is what the first, how many days have we been into this now?
Well, it's
today's
the 25th. So it's only been five. It actually, you can't really count the 20th because he didn't get in until noon on the 20th. So it's only half a day. So it's like 4.5 days.
Probably know by just reading any paper. My message to every business in the world is very simple. Come make your product in America, and we will give you among the lowest taxes of any nation on earth. We're bringing them down very substantially, even from the original Trump tax cuts. Differing amounts, but a tariff which will direct hundreds of billions of dollars and even trillions of dollars into our treasury to strengthen our economy and pay down debt.
So it's going to be the External Revenue Service now, huh?
Well, yeah, and see, he's going to do away with the IRS. He's going to do away with the income tax, and he's going to make all of the and all these countries are going to be wanting to do business in the United States again because people in the United States is going to have the most money of any people in the world, and all of the manufacturing and everything is going to come back. All the jobs, it's going to create more jobs. It's just going to be a you know how there's a downward spiral? This is going to be an upward spiral.
Wow. This is just, I can't believe we're living in this time.
I say this not because I'm being laudacious of anybody, but there is precedent for a rapid turnaround in a country. All you have to do is look at 30s Germany. I'm not going to say the name.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not going to say that name, but I'm just telling you, within a span of 3 years, they went from 35% unemployed to the highest standard of living in the world. And the only reason I'm saying that is because I'm giving you a historic example of what has occurred in the past, and they didn't even have nearly the technologies that we have at our disposal today. So, when he talks about how things can come back rapidly, I absolutely agree. And with crypto being the money movers, so, I mean, if somebody gives you a check and you go down and you deposit the check, well, you have to wait a day, or if it's on a weekend, you have to wait 2 or 3 days before you can actually spend that money because it has to be
instant with crypto.
With crypto, it's going to be instant, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
So imagine the
under
velocity
the Trump
of
administration.
Movement.
Yes. never before seen. This is insane.
Right.
There will be no better place on earth to create jobs, build factories, or grow a company than right here in the good old USA. Already Americans economic, and you can see this, I think, maybe even in your wonderful, wonderful room that you're all gathered together. So many of my friends, but Americans, to small business optimism skyrocketed by 41 points in a single month. That's the highest ever. There's never been anything like that. SoftBank has announced between a $100 and $500 billion investment in AI infrastructure. Other companies likewise have announced billions and billions and billions, adding up to trillions of investment in America, in the United States. And it's also reported today in the papers that Saudi Arabia will be investing at least $600 billion in America. But I'll be asking the Crown Prince, who's a fantastic guy, to round it out to around $1 trillion. I think they'll do that because we've been very good to them.
Yeah, you know who he's talking. You know who he's talking about?
Who?
Bin Salman.
Bin Salman. That's right. Yeah.
Mohammed bin Salman. Remember when he went down for the sword dance?
Yes, that's right. And they handed it to him. They handed him the sword, which they don't
handed
ever
him
do.
The sword.
And they gave him the globe, right?
Yeah. And what's the sword dance for?
The king or
we're
something.
We're going to war.
Really?
Yes.
We're going to go war against these people here that he's talking to.
Right. And then you see that you see the eagle's head towards the arrows.
There you go. Now we're putting it together, Ronnie.
And I'm also going to ask
you like that?
Yeah.
Ask Saudi Arabia and OPEC to bring down the cost of oil. You gotta bring it down. Which, frankly, I'm surprised they didn't do before the election. That didn't show a lot of love by them not doing it. I was a little surprised by that. If the price came down, the Russia-Ukraine war would end immediately. Right now, the price is high enough that war will continue. You got to bring down the oil price. You got to end that war. They should have done it long ago. They're very responsible, actually, to a certain extent, for what's taking place. Millions of lives are being lost. With oil prices going down, I'll demand that interest rates drop immediately. And likewise, they should be dropping all over the world. Interest rates should follow us. All over the progress that you're seeing is happening because of our historic victory in a recent presidential election, one that has become quite well known throughout the world.
He basically just went there and took a giant dump on them.
Well,
he didn't go there. I mean, it's on video, but I'm just saying he's basically just all over them. And they have to sit there and take it and applaud.
And I, if you heard at the very beginning when they applauded, it was not like it was more like an obligatory applause as more than a Trump rally where
they weren't like cheering at all.
Right.
By any means.
World. I think a lot of things are happening to a lot of countries. They say that there's light shining all over the world since the election, and even countries that we aren't particularly friendly with are happy because they understand what there is a future and how great the future will be. Under our leadership, America is back and open for business. And this week, I'm also taking swift action to stop the invasion at our southern border. They allowed people to come in at levels that nobody's ever seen before. It was ridiculous. I decided and declared, very, very importantly, a national emergency on our border, immediately halted all entry of illegal border crossers, of which there were many, and began promptly returning the illegal trespassers back to the place from which they came. That action, as you've probably seen, has already started very strongly. I've deployed active duty U.S. military and National Guard troops to the border to assist in repelling the invasion. It was really an invasion. We will not allow our territory to be violated. After 4 long years, the United States is strong and sovereign and a beautiful nation once again.
I gotta say that the vibe here in El Paso is way different, Ron. Way different. I'm telling you, man, it's almost like this weird shock, like so like a soberness. Like people here, it's like waking up out of a hangover. It's almost like the party's over. Does that make sense? Like the
Yes.
party's over and
Okay.
everyone's just kind of zombied out.
And let me tell you, it's for me, what I'm seeing is that you know how they said it was like a like 55-45 in terms of like the percentage of the vote, right? In terms of on the election. What I'm seeing outwardly by people
Much more than
is much is indicative of much more of like an 80-20 or
that. Right. That's what I agree.
85-15.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I definitely believe that. I mean, we can't go into it. Fuck. Where?
Yeah, I know, but I'm not trying to. I'm
I
just
know.
saying it's just we are you know, it to me it just is it's the optimism is off the charts. And you know what? When people have optimism and they have hope, they will do so much more.
Yeah.
If they're in despair, which we've been in despair for the last 25, almost 25 years. You know, ever since
Well, much
9/11.
longer than that, I think.
Well, I would say actually going, we didn't realize the despair going back to oh, you
Reagan,
know.
maybe, or
No, I would
JFK.
say, you know, during the Bush administration, we didn't really recognize the despair until the global financial crisis with the when the housing market
Yes, yeah.
collapsed. When that collapsed, and then we had the, you know, the fight for health care and all that stuff, and you know, that was when things really started to kind of go into a tailspin. And people didn't really, they didn't know what to do. And then when Trump came in 2017, you know, I saw a marketable increase in optimism. And then all that stuff got shot down in 2019.
Yeah, and how miserable was that? I mean, how bad have these last 4 years
And
been?
it's and it's been ever since then. So it's been almost what, 6 years? We've been almost 6 years of just, you know, downward
Yeah.
spiral where we're just like, you know, it's like we're literally trying to climb a mud hill in a freaking monsoon
We didn't
downpour.
even have our nose above water. I mean, we were just drowning. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing to see what this guy's done in 5 days. Imagine 10 days. Imagine 20. Imagine 2 months. Imagine 6 months from now. 6 months. Imagine a year where we're going to be at.
Well,
You
let
know.
me ask you, because you know, I have always been of the impression that we were going to have some chaos at some point. Do you still feel like we're going to?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
And what's going to be the precipitating event?
Bro, look who's here. They're
I
not
get
all
it.
they're gonna have to fight to stay alive. They're gonna have to be activated. Now, look, I could be wrong. I could be wrong. It may not happen, but I don't see how it doesn't.
I agree. I just don't know. I
And
don't know
if you're
what.
going after the cartels, and cartels are funded by China, and their livelihood, their business is at stake, bro, they're gonna fight back. They're gonna have to. I've never seen them not.
And they're everywhere. I mean, they're not. It's not just they're not
Okay,
just in Mexico.
so
They're
let
in
me say,
every.
right, they're here. So let me say this. What makes people think that it's not like they're going to try to defeat our army? They know they can't. So what do? Civilian casualties.
Terror
Maybe
tactics.
terror tactics. Make it look so bad for Trump that he turns out to be the worst president we ever had. Not the best. Make it look like he made all the wrong decisions. That's what I think their tactics would be. Now, that's just me guessing. I don't know. I'm just saying that, geez, they have no problem with civilians at all. They don't care. Like, and I think that's where they're going to go with
Well,
this.
I mean, look at what's going on out here in California with the fires.
I think that's how the military gets deployed, bro, on the streets. Seriously, I think once the chaos or
Maybe.
once the violence picks up, they're going to have to be. I
Well,
don't.
and the fact, you know, him bringing back all of the people who didn't get the they didn't fall for
They didn't do
the
this.
yep, and they're going to get all the back pay. And, you know, in my humble opinion, they deserve to be promoted immediately for withstanding and standing up for what they did.
Having
And
a
they're
backbone.
those are the actual leaders. So, I feel like those, you know, they're going to come back, and they're, you know, the military is going to be strong again, because we're going to get a whole bunch of people back that have backbone and strength.
I agree.
And
I agree. I think
so,
this things are about to get really fucking interesting, man.
really interesting. But
Really interesting.
in a, you know what, I'm not going to lie and say that I'm not semi fearful, or not fearful, that's the wrong word. You know, just cautiously optimistic. But I'm, you know, cautiously optimistic, but at the same time, I'm, you know, I'm very optimistic, extraordinarily optimistic.
I feel really good. Yeah, I do. I feel amazing, and I think I do see some bumps in the road. I do see some pockets of chaos, or however, you know, I don't know. You know, Juanito has said many times on my show, you know, if we could lose 13, 14 cities. I think that was probably a timeline, you know, that we could have gone down. But I think I'm feeling really good, man. I'm saying we're gonna have pockets of civil unrest, but I think we're winning this, man. I think we're in a lot better situation than I anticipated, and I think that we are entering the golden age. And I think there will be pockets of chaos, but not. This is just a prediction, obviously, folks. I don't know, but I don't think we're going to hit that. In my opinion, I don't see the 13, 15 cities. I see some riots. I see some protests. I see some chaos. I see some civil unrest, maybe, but I don't
But
see
I
anywhere
don't.
close. I
I
don't
don't
see.
see any riots. I
I
don't
don't
see any. I don't
either.
see any riots, because who are they going to riot for?
I know. Well, maybe not even
I
that.
mean, and see, that's another one of my, that's another one of my like points. It's like, hey, there's no, nobody's out there protesting.
They should be doing it right now, right?
Yeah, and I
Yeah.
don't
I
see
don't know.
anything. I mean,
It's still weird, dude.
I see nothing, and the media, and trust me, the media, if they could find something, they would.
I know. And
They
here's what's,
can't find anything.
is it, do you think I'm going out on a limb saying that maybe they're just so shell shocked over the loss still? They're having a
No,
problem reorganizing and
I don't
restructuring.
think. No, I
I
don't
think
think.
that's what it is.
I don't think they're shell shocked at all. I think
I
they
think
knew
they
it
had
was
it in the
coming.
bag and they thought they were going to take this home. And the fact that they didn't, their heads are spinning still. They can't believe it.
I disagree. I
I
don't.
think I think so.
I think they, I don't think they ever thought it was ever going to happen. I think they knew. I think the internal polling that, you know, the
No,
internal polling they were
so,
doing.
I mean, they were gonna snatch it, you know? That's what they were counting on.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
they weren't gonna beat legitimately,
Well,
but
as the saying went, too big to. Too big
I know.
to truck, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just, I'm sorry, but I, you know, it was way too big. And even with the, what,
But wait, they were still doing that in the swing states, and it was stopped
I
in
know
real
they were,
time. In real time,
I
so
know
they
they
got
were.
stopped. But I don't want to go into it on here, though, please.
Right. No, you're good. You're good.
Yeah.
We don't need to.
All
I mean,
right.
at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I'm just saying, I think the people in the media knew that it was basically, that it was done, and there was nothing that they could do. And now they've had really, what, 2.5 months to just kind of come to grips with it. And now they're just, go ahead.
Did you see the funeral service when Mr. O walked up to I think it was Bush, and he goes, "How do we stop this?" There was a lip reader that read his lips, and it's what he said. He goes, "How do we stop this?" Like, they're just sitting there going, like, I mean, it's over. It's over. I think our biggest fight's going to be with Mexico, though. I don't know.
Well,
Right now.
I think it's going to be the rogue elements of the intel agencies, and that includes the cartels, and that includes a lot of the nefarious stuff that's out there. But they have to understand that they are outnumbered woefully. I mean, it's not it's like 99 to 1.
They do know that. That's why they're going to go to different tactics, cartel warfare. It's going to be different. It's going to be something that I'm guessing at this right now. I mean, that's just what I think. I don't know. I mean,
I
I
know
think it
you're
should have already
postulating.
popped off,
I
to
get
be
it.
quite honest with you. I thought it was going to pop off in October.
I did too. I'm like, I am astonished that it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, so I damn, and I love to gamble, but I would have lost my ass pretty good because I thought
I
this
don't
was going
want
to
to,
happen.
hey, for selfish reasons, now that the Dodgers are signing every single freaking player in baseball, I want things to be normal so I can watch baseball. I
It's
just
like, but
that.
you know what? Really, like every day we wake up is like the Super Bowl. This is so entertaining. This is
Yeah.
so amazing what we're watching. For me, this
A
is the
thousand
political
percent.
Super Bowl every day.
Yeah.
Way
Every
better than the Super
single.
Bowl, way better than the heavyweight championship fight.
Oh, dude, it's way better than anything. It's way better than anything.
And we get to commentate on it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot of fun. I you know what? I mean, and we will look back on that period of time that sucked and we'll say, God, that was horrible. But you know what? What we're dealing with now and what we're living with now, the pain and agony that we had to endure was so worth it. I mean,
Agreed.
I try to tell people all the time, you are so lucky to be alive right now. And all the people that say, oh, I'm not going to have any kids because I'm not going to bring any kids into this world. It's like, man, people have been having kids,
That's why you're here. That's why we're all here.
exactly. It's like, what do you think? People had it worse when they were living on the frontier and fighting Indians and in
Yeah.
come on, really? It's like, I mean, people have lived and died forever, and I mean, not
There's been hard
to,
times forever. These are going to be the best times.
exactly, and not to bring a child into the world because you don't want to put him in
Subject
misery.
them
That
to,
doesn't that. That's such a cop out
I agree.
for enjoying the part of humanity that God wants us to enjoy.
Ron, I'm going to roll.
All right, cool, brother. I thank you for
UntoldHistory.tv, folks, Nino'sCorner.tv. I appreciate you coming on, Ron. Thank
Oh,
you.
dude, it was fun. This was good. This was not scripted in any way, shape, matter, or form. We just kind of had a rough idea of it.
We knew we were going to talk about Biden joining the Masons, but this just went in so many different other directions.
Yeah, that was the only thing that was on the docket.
Yeah.
Everything else was off the cuff, so it's a
Yep.
lot of fun. But that's kind of
Cool.
the way you and I do it anyway, just because we're friends and we
Yeah.
can do it. So,
Yeah, we
but
have fun. It's
yeah.
fun. I appreciate
As
you,
long
Ron.
as they I'm just glad you didn't bring up my OnlyFans.
I was about to right now, but you brought it up. So go ahead. Do you want to promote that
Trust me,
were
ain't
waiting.
nobody would
You
want to
were
see my
waiting for it.
OnlyFans. I don't
You
have an
got impatient, so
OnlyFans.
you brought it up. That's what happened. You knew I was going there. You knew I was going to go there, dude. You were just
I
like
knew you were
waiting.
gonna go
Was he
there.
going
That's
to
why
say it?
I headed you off at the pass.
You beat me to the punch. That doesn't usually
Exactly.
happen. But I was looking for a segue, bro, and then you did
I
it.
knew you were. That's why I said
I
it.
was waiting. All right, man. All right, Ron. Thank you.
Good to see you, brother.